Ryan's earlier, right?
Yes, we did. Come on in.
Ryan from Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right.
The only Raleigh in Raleigh. That's my claim to fame.
No.
We put the headsets on.
If you want.
You don't have to. Whatever you're most comfortable
with. Nah, that's good. I'm good. Okay.
We'll do about 6 minutes.
Okay.
And you can start when he gives me a thumbs up, and I think we're ready.
Okay. So, Vince, first of all, thanks for having us out to your home.
Yeah, welcome.
You have a beautiful home. So, you mentioned earlier, 58, going on 59.
Yeah.
I saw you singing with your daughter at the NHL All-Star Game.
Yeah.
I'm a huge hockey fan.
Me too.
You performed, I heard that, your season's ticket holder.
Yeah, since day one.
So, tell me a little bit of how did you get into hockey?
Hockey was, you know, I was a kid, I played all sports. I loved anything with a stick or a ball or a goal or whatever, and I played it pretty good and loved it. And when I was a little kid, we had a farm team of the Boston Bruins in Oklahoma City, where I grew up, and they were called the Oklahoma City Blazers. And that was when the Bruins were pretty good team in the 60s, you know. So I saw some great hockey players, and like I said, any sport was fun to watch. And hockey live is my favorite. You know, it's more fun to me than baseball or football. I still like college basketball an awful lot live, but it's my favorite sport live. So when I found out the Predators were coming and we were going to get a team, and I got to know the owner, and he asked if I would help him a little bit with advertising and, you know, promoting and stuff. So we let him black our teeth out and put our posters up all over town and say, you got tickets? And we all got no teeth or whatever. And so I've been there since day one, and love the game and love cheering them on.
Wow. A big hockey fan myself. Also a coach, my 10-year-old son.
Oh, cool.
I have a 19-year-old who plays junior hockey, and I actually still play with him in a men's league. So I've got a couple of the scars here, the broken ribs. Yeah. So when you're talking about the blackened out teeth, I can appreciate
that. They're real.
That.
You know, we got to celebrity coach Amy and I both at the All-Star game, and everybody said, what are you going to do to coach? I said, I'm just going to pick out where we're going to eat after the game. I don't know anything about this game on that level. But it was so much fun just having all those guys in town. And I think the other thing that I admire most about professional hockey is the humility with which those athletes carry themselves. It's a little different than other sports, and it's more team-oriented. It's not about how much showmanship you can provide and how much bravado you can show after you. There's not a lot of that kind of stuff in hockey, and that's what I'm drawn to most.
They seem to be more of a blue collar,
exactly,
type of guy. Yeah. I call him the blue collar of professional sports. We live in Raleigh with the Carolina Hurricanes, and a lot of them are very active, coming out to practices and helping out the kids. And I mean, they're just regular guys walking down the street. They don't have an entourage with them, and it's so refreshing. They're out at the hockey rinks, you know, at 6 a.m. in the morning with their kids, or just to help and volunteer their time. So
yeah, they're an inspiring bunch.
Yeah. So Sunday night, you're at the All-Star game. Monday, third and Lindsay with the time jumpers. Tuesday morning, you're nice enough to have us out here at your house. Got your new album coming out here in a couple of weeks, which is beautiful. Thanks for sharing some of those songs.
You bet. Got to sell a few of those records to keep Amy Grant in the manner she's accustomed to living.
Well, we will do all that we can to make sure everybody knows about that album. Down to my last bad habit, we'll make sure we let our folks and listeners know about that. Just a nice little plug there. We can do that. Speaking of your wife, Amy, big fan of hers in college, the music that she would sing. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and she's had a, when you've had an impact on as many people as she had and still has in a spiritual way, that's important. You know, we can all have some hit records and be popular and all that, but she's had such a profound impact on people's lives and their faith, and it's inspiring to be her partner, I can assure you.
Lucky man. So tell me what drives you. I mean, you've got pretty good work ethic. I mean, you're going all the time. What is it that just kind of keeps pushing you?
Well, I like getting better. You know, it's inspiring to get better at something. Okay. You know, it's that's never been lost on me. I mean, all those hours of practicing as a kid, they got me to this point, and then the next point, and then the next point. And as long as I continue to see the curve going this way rather than than downward, then it's kind of inspiring. It's going to be a drag when my voice starts to fade and I can't push air like I used to, or who knows if there's going to be arthritis in my future or whatever. And you know, your hands aren't going to be as nimble and or as quick. And I just am so grateful that I've got all my faculties and am still on that curve of improving.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great way to be.
Well, it's refreshing to see somebody like yourself who's been in this business for 40 plus years and are always looking to get a little bit better, find a little bit of an edge here. But you're a student of music. I saw that when you're out there and you're sharing some of the stories and who you've picked stuff up from and how you've applied it to your life and to your craft. And I think, you know, it's kind of what we do a lot of times in the financial business is, you know, I've been doing it for 20 years now, but you still, hey, there's always a way you could be a little bit better, and you just got to stay on top of it.
Yeah.
There's no even. You're either going up or you're going, as you talked about, that downward curve.
It's interesting to me, my life, economically. I've had a fella take care of the financial side of my life for the last 30 plus years, and I know what I don't know, you know, and I'm okay with admitting that. And it's invaluable to have somebody you trust that helps take care of things that, you know, we can't know everything. Nobody can know everything. So it's kind of neat to not have an ego that possesses you to think you need to do this. And I've always been the kind of guy that, if I had 20 bucks, I wasn't compelled to say, how can this be 40?
Right.
I just said, hey, I'm kind of grateful to have the 20.
Keep the
20.
It's a little bit more what Roy Rogers said, but don't show me, you know, I don't care about the, the return on my money so much as the return of my money, I think is one of his favorite famous quotes.
Yeah, that.
You know, a lot of our, that's kind of the mantra that a lot of the folks that come in and sit down with us, I'm not concerned, you know, more concerned with the return of my money, not the return on my money.
But, yeah, and I kind of like that my life is, I am not the type of guy that's out there trying to hit the home run financially and invest in all these different things. I like that I've made my living through playing music, and that's the only place that revenue is really a part of my life.
Good for you. That's one of the things. I'm a baseball guy too, and that's one of our things that we always say. We don't swing for the fences because a lot of those guys strike out, but we're really good singles and doubles hitters. I've got one more thing I want to ask you,
sure.
And if we've got a few more minutes, that's great. I noticed driving up to your house, got a little putting green out there. So a lot of guys have putting greens, but they're not. But I also was in another room in your house, and there's letters from Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus.
Two of my golfing buddies.
Yeah, there's a famous picture of Payne Stewart on, you know, us being in Raleigh, North Carolina, mm-hmm. Pinehurst number two in 99s in
Open.
One moment in time. Yep. And so you're like big time golfer.
Yeah, I'm a nut for golf, and it's interesting. It's been such an amazing counterpart to music for me, mm-hmm. in that the majority of those people I didn't meet through music. I met through golf,
right?
You know, and not just golfers, but people, you know, actors and athletes and all kinds of places. We really connected on the golf course.
Yeah.
And I played since I was a little kid, and probably had almost as much aspiration to play professional golf as I did.
Is that right?
Music, yeah. And I've been a scratch player most of my life and love the game.
So very few listeners would probably know that about you.
Yeah,
like
probably
you're a scratch
not. I mean,
golfer.
If anybody knows anything about me, they know I'm a golf nut.
Yeah.
So that's how I spent my time, even in all the music years. I'd be touring and traveling the world and take my clubs with me and give me something to do during the day.
That's amazing.
I was a great barterer. I would call the great golf courses and say, you got any country music fans over there? And they said, yeah. I said, trade you a couple of green fees for some free tickets tonight to the show. Nobody gets hurt and away we go.
There we go. He's true entrepreneur.
Excellent.
Businessman right down to the last dime. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you
for opening up your home, and thanks for taking time to spend with us.
Sir.
And good luck with that new album, Bad Habit. Looking forward to sharing that with our folks.
Thank you.
That was fun. Thanks a lot.